All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Roger, are you jealous because I get the... Where's Roger? Where did he go? Oh, he's working on the air. Good. I was going to say, is he jealous because I'm not wearing a tie today? He is, too. I know he is. All right. Well, you know, glad to be up here again today. Just absolutely love this weather that we're having. Now, if I can get this thing to work, we'll be all right. All right. You know, we need to pray for my sister. She lost her wallet yesterday. And there were a couple of guys working around the place where we think that she lost it. And came up to me today and said, you know, you don't need to pray for me, but pray for the person who has it. That they do the right thing with it. What happened was she left her top down and it was laying on her seat or whatever, and there were some workers near the parking lot, and it's missing now, and she had all her valuables in there and stuff. So just pray for them, okay? Pray for her that she, because she's just my sister. lots of prayer for that. All right. Hey, you know what? This is this entitlement stuff. I don't know. This is hard for me to preach, and I got up here, you know, all week. I've been just these kind of messages that we've been given are messages that preach all week long. I mean, they do, and I've been struggling with this. I mean, big time, because you know it all began about a couple of weeks ago. Pastor Ron and I sat down. We said, okay, what are we going to do for the next summer? Okay, so we kind of did our messages for the next at least until the end of September, but. Which reminds me, you're not going to want to miss the next couple of weeks, because really we've got some surprises for you. I mean, we're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat here. No, not really. You never know what might be in there. But anyway, this week and next week are going to be kind of putting the tension together, what we're talking about, okay, this entitlement slash validation. And then Pastor Ron is going to come back from Lyft, and he's going to be all pumped up, because I know what Lyft does to you. I mean, it'll pump you up, and it'll be all energized. And then he's going to give the last message to tie this all together, and it's pretty awesome. And then we're going to go on vacation. Not you. You're going to be here. We're going to go on vacation, our families. And what we're going to do is we've asked Zach Ellsworth, his band, to be here, and Dana, and I don't know Dana's last name, but he's in the band. He's going to bring the word, okay? So it's going to be a great time that you're not going to want to miss. Calvary Baptist Church will be the place to be the next 4 weeks, okay? So you're not going to want to miss it. Believe me, you won't. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't go on vacation just so I could be here for that day, right? So anyway, let me ask you something. This entitlement stuff, did anybody get the... You're right talk this week? You know, the talk. Anybody? Oh, I tried to get it. Did you get the you're right? Awesome, Steve. You're right, man. Everybody say, Steve, you're right. Steve, you're right. Alan, can I get a, Allison, can I get a amen? Amen. Well, you know, I tried to get it. You know, this whole entitlement thing really bugs me. And I told Pastor Ron, actually, let me get back to the story. So he said, what are you dealing with? What are you going through right now? And I said, entitlement. Entitlement. He said, that'd be an awesome series. And I said, yeah, probably would, but I don't want to preach it. Because I am dealing with it. And if I'm dealing with it, guess what? So are you. In some way, you guys are dealing. Everything that the pastor pretty much, you know, God lays on my heart and he says, listen, you need to do this because he knows where you all are too, right? So I didn't get the you're right talk. I wanted it, but I didn't get it because Susan wasn't here last week. And I said, you got to go online and listen to that. Don't you dare miss out on this. So meanwhile, she we get into bed, And we start talking. She says, well, tell me about the message. So I said, well, you know, it's all about telling your husband you're right. So anyway, that didn't work. And so it went into, you know, the series. Well, entitlements. It's about entitlements. So we started in this big discussion because I think that I'm entitled. I do. I think I'm entitled. And I've always been like that, even since a little kid, you know, when I was in the grocery store with mom, or not necessarily a grocery store, in a toy store or something, you know. I want it. I want this. Well, you know, one time like that, because I saw other kids, anybody see anybody at Walmart that does that, the screaming kid? I want this. Everything, you know, and they're going crazy all through the store and everything. Well, that was me one time. My mother said, Joey, wait until we get outside. And that was it. That cured me. That was it. I never did that again. Actually, I don't think my mom ever took me to the store again. She says, you're not going with me. Not if you're going to make a mess like that you did. But I did. I screamed and hollered. But I'm entitled. I feel that I'm entitled. Okay? I worked hard for 35 years at UPS to give you everything that you want. Right? So you should validate me as a man. So you should make sure certain things happen in our house. So you should, right? Guys, come on. Do you feel that way? Do you feel that you are entitled to something because you do something? And we learn that at a very young age, very young age. I want it. I want it. And we learn it. I mean, it's part of our society. It's part of capitalism, right? It's part of going to work at UPS for 35 years and making money. I do something for you. You give it back to me, right? In monetary values, right? That's how it works. You all go to work and you're entitled to something. You're entitled to validation, right? You know, every Sunday morning I get up now, I'll ask my wife, well, how do you think I did? Am I the absolute best expositor in the world? And she'll say, no. No, Joe, you're far from it. As a matter of fact, Ron's better than you. Say, thanks for that validation, sweetheart, you know? But we all want to be validated. We want to be validated from family. We want to be validated from our husbands, our wives. We want to be validated from our workers, our employees, from God. We want the blessings of God. You know, validation and entitlement. God, I'm entitled for you to tell me how I'm doing. You know, that's like at UPS, I had an operation report. I knew every day, every second of the day, actually, of how my people were doing and how I was doing. So if they were doing real well, I'm doing real well. I'm validated. I'm good. If they're not doing so well, I'm in the doghouse for that week or for that day. So we all get that kind of validation. We all do. I mean, that's what I got there. But here, it's different because you could be doing a terrific job and you can only have two people in your church. You could be doing a lousy job, not even open up the Word of God and have a full house just because you're a good speaker. But that validation, that entitlement, you know, even the Constitution of America has entitlement in it. It says that you are entitled to certain inalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Do you know that? You've all heard that, right? So who makes you happy? Who's supposed to make, I mean, everybody takes that and says, okay, well, I'm entitled for you to buy me a car. I'm entitled for you to buy me a food. I'm entitled for you to buy me a house. I'm entitled to all this stuff, and you're not. I'm entitled to be happy. Sue, you have to make me happy. No, I'm not right. See? It's the pursuit of happiness. That's the American way. You don't have to make me happy. I don't have to make you happy, but it's the pursuit of happiness and where you go with that. It's all about entitlement. It's all about the rights to be entitled all our lives. certain inalienable rights. What's inalien mean anyway? The pursuit of happiness. But that is for you and not for somebody else to make you happy. So, we're going to talk a little bit about entitlements, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the scripture here in Matthew chapter 6, and I want you to turn there. And last week, what we did is Pastor Ron took Matthew chapter 6, and he took the first two verses, and we're going to go the second two verses after that, but what I want to do is start in verse 19 of chapter 6. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, do you remember the saying that Pastor Ron said about last week about your treasures in your heart? He said that your attention, what gets your attention, will be your intention. I think I said that right. And basically what it is whatever gets your attention, whatever I'm focused on, whatever is you know, if I'm thinking about golf this morning, Jim. Jim, are you on the golf course right now? No? Good. But whatever gets your attention is that will be your intention. That's what fills your heart up. And that's where your treasures are. And that's what fills your heart up. And that's not necessarily a good thing, because sometimes we focus on the wrong things, right? So the next couple of verses, and that's what he talked about last week, but the next couple of verses says, in verse 22, it says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye is single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? We're going to focus on that. And what it says, basically, is that it says the light of the body is the eye. Now, the light, meaning the light of the body is the eye, which means that your eye directs your body. This is the gate into your soul and into your heart. This is how it gets in, through here and through your eyes, okay? So whatever you see, whatever you put in here fills you up with either good stuff, light, or it fills you up with darkness, the bad stuff. And it directs you. It shows you the way. If I didn't have my sight, I would be walking around like this and not knowing where to go. But because I have my sight, because I have my eyes, I can see which direction my body should go. Therefore, if you do the good things and fill it up with the good stuff, then of course you'll be full of light. However, it goes on and it says, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So if I'm focused on the wrong thing, then my heart is dark. If I'm focused on you telling me and validating me, then I'm full of darkness, because guess what? Your validation from, if my wife says, you know what, Joe, you're right. You know, you all had "you're right" written on your palms last week, right? And it was in indelible ink. It was a Sharpie, so it takes a long time to get rid of. Take a look at your hand right now. Is it still there? Does anybody have it on there? That's because it fades. It fades away. So you can tell me all you want how good I am as a father, as a preacher, as a friend, or whatever it is that I need from you validation, and I focus on you, and what happens is that fades away. Now, I want to give you an illustration of Elijah. Elijah is a prophet, and he was a great prophet. And you'll find this in 1 Kings, okay? Elijah he caused it not to rain for 3 years, okay? Validation from God. He said, okay, I'm going to stop it from raining in Israel, and he didn't have it rain. He caused it to rain 3 years later. He went up to the Mount Carmel and had 450 prophets of Baal come up. And he said, okay, you make your sacrifice, you put it on the stack of wood, you prepare your altar, and then what I want you to do is I want you to cry to heaven, and your prophets, your gods of Baal, come down and start the fire and take your sacrifice. That's what he said. And they didn't it didn't happen. They cried. Actually, he even made fun of them a little bit. He said, well, what, is he asleep? Cry some more. Where is he? Where is he? Is he on vacation? Is he doing something else? Has his mind been taken off of you? Cry some more. So they cried harder, and it never happened. So he says, okay, well, my turn now. So he gets his sacrifice. He puts fire, builds the thing, altar and everything. And then what he does, he says, go get some water. And he dumps water on it. And he dumps more water on it. And he dumps three times. He dumps all kind of water on it, soaks it all up, and then prays to God. And God comes down, licks the water up, and starts the fire and takes a sacrifice. Then he takes those 450 prophets of Baal, and he takes them over and wipes them all out. 450. That's a lot, right? That's validation, right? That's saying, you know what? You're pretty good. I let you do all of this. And then there's one woman. Her name is Jezebel. And she says, look with me, tell you what she says. Chapter 19 in 1 Kings, verse 1. It says, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Now, that was kill the prophets of Baal and everything. And with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servants there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. He had all this validation. He had all these blessings. God did all this work through him, but it didn't last. It didn't last. He needed that. It faded just like our things here, because he was focused on the wrong thing. He didn't have his focus on the right thing. So what had happened was Elijah was in a very, very dark place. And sometimes we become a very dark place when we need something else or someone else to validate us, to say that I am entitled to your validation. Now, next week we're going to go and we're going to take a look at what we should actually focus on. But right now I want to talk to you about this light. And I'd ask Jim Clare to come on up here. This is a microscope. And this microscope is Paul's. It's an antique, so I hope I don't break it. Right, Paul? All right. It's a microscope. And microscopes, do you have your cell phone?
No, I don't.
You don't have your cell phone?
No, not in church.
Sue, do you have your cell phone? No, I just need to... Yeah, you can give him the light. He needs all the light he can get. can't believe you don't have your cell phone. All right, anyway, this is a microscope. You all know what a microscope is, right? You look down in through the microscope, and you adjust it, and you see, like, if there's a blood sampling or something that you want to see a little closer or whatever, right? You look through the microscope, but you need light to do that. And this is an antique, and it has a little mirror down here. See this little mirror? See that? Let me see if I can reflect that light off. No, it's not working. So anyway, your mirror is broken. No, it's not. But you have a mirror here. So you need this mirror to reflect the light so that you can actually see through the microscope and see what's on there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Jim over here, and I want him to, okay. I want you to help me, okay, because I don't have enough light in here to see through here, all right? I want to see what's in there, all right? So I need you to help me with that, and I need you to shine the light in there. So go ahead and shine the light in there, in the mirror. No, not that close, a little back further a little bit. Over to the right a little bit. No, to the other right. All right, come on now, put it in there, Jim, come on. I can't see a thing, what are you doing? Oh, wait, a little bit towards. You're right. Come on. All right. Oh, man, there's all kind of mess in there. There are little worms and everything. A little bit back. Oh, man. Back the little other way. Can't you hold that light for me? You're always wiggling around.
I'm trying.
All right. We'll give the phone back before you waste all the battery. You see, if I am focused on Jim, yes, completely, am focused on Jim to fill me up with light, it's not going to work. If I'm depending on somebody else, if I'm depending on Sue to fill me up with light, it's not going to work. It's going to fade away. So I've got to make sure that the light that I'm focused on is the right light and the right things. It can't be a person. It can't be a thing. Okay? Because if we're focused on that, they're going to disappoint us and it's going to fade and I'm going to need more tomorrow. Because I always am going to need more light. I'm always going to need more something. And what happens when the light isn't there, then I'm dark. And I become darkness and fill my heart up with darkness. So that's what we're going to do this week. This week, I want you to go out and I want you to see what you're focusing on. Who you're asking to validate you. Who you think you're entitled for validation. Who you're depending on filling you up with the light. Who is it? Or what is it? And then next week, come back because we're going to show you what light we need to be filled up with. And who we need to be filled up with. Okay? So let's all stand. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Father God, it's very difficult to not feel entitled to validation from other people, to make me whole, to fill my heart up. God, I want you to take our hearts today and for the rest of the week and just show us that light that we need to be looking at. Show us what is consuming us. Show us what is our treasures, what we feel that is our treasures. And prepare us for next week so that we can take what true light is all about. Father, we love you so much. And I would ask that you would work in each and every one of our hearts and our lives this week, God. From this moment on. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.